This is a report by David Flint for Can Do. Well, is there a boat for votes agenda? When it comes to border control, is the Gillard government just hopelessly incompetent? Just one day last month, 255 asylum seekers and crew jumped the queue. This was a record even for the Rudd and Gillard governments. According to whistleblowers on the ABC, there's now a whole industry over there whose job it is to turn Pakistanis into Afghans. A people smuggler told the Guardian newspaper in London, "Australia gives citizenship if you've got a good story. They know you're lying. As long as you stick to it, you'll be all right." The queue jumpers don't come from the alleged place of persecution. They come from a safe country, Indonesia. And a surprising number arrive here without papers. So how did they get into Indonesia? Imagine arriving at Jakarta without a passport. When they get here, they're intercepted, as the government spin puts it. Intercepted? They're welcomed. Welcomed by our government, who gives them up to $10,000 of your money to make them feel comfortable. We now know that well over 60% of them are still on government welfare more than 5 years after their arrival. The invading boats this year have carried around 2,000 passengers and crew. But there's more. It seems that for every asylum seeker granted a visa, there are two further applications. As Ray Hadley says, we're getting three for one. That's chain immigration. Can a government really be so incompetent? Or is this a deliberate agenda? Is it all about boats for votes? Shouldn't the Australian people be able to direct the government about this, or even dismiss it? That'd be direct democracy. Until next time, from Can Do.